TWJ, listening.
I had a guy with no exhaust drive by when you came back. I didn't catch the call.
What is your call? NADVN.
Yeah, you got the code here. November 8, Delta, Bravo, Fox.
You got Jay. November 8, Whiskey, Juliet, Lima.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I guess I'm all right. I just couldn't sleep. So I decided to get up here and play a little HF. And I'm tired of HF. I want to see if I can find somebody local. So there you go.
How are the bands doing?
Well, I was on 75 meters. It's all right. Yep, it's all right this morning there. Yeah, that's the only thing I sort of worked here, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I took my 710 off my desk yesterday because I hadn't been using the command and been so bad. I did hear 10 opened up yesterday, though.
You said you heard what opened up?
10 meters, it might have been Saturday, not yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, yeah, I was on 10. 10, 20, 10, 20, 17 meters. It was pretty good yesterday.
Seems like it hasn't been anything like it was a year or two ago, though.
Ah, well, give it time, it'll change. Yep. So some years and days are better than others. You know how that goes.
Yes, I do. What are you running for a radio?
I'm just running a 991A. Roger.
Copy that. You've had good luck with that one.
Well, when I first got it, within a month or two, when the final pit blew, and I had to get it sent in for repair, and so ever since then, I had no problem. I've had this radio for about 4 years now.
That's what I was wondering, because I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it seems like most people with these radios, you know, they have problems with the finals and stuff. Now, at first, they came out with the 991, and the finals used to blow on mostly all the radios on that, so then they came out with the 991A, and it's supposed to have been better, but... like I said, a few of us had finals blue in this one, and these, you know, so, but anyway, I'm good now. I'm good with it. And I'm running a 16-element, 2-meter 440 beam here, and with a dipole, maybe probably about 30 feet in the air, dipole. And I'm running barefooted there, so. And, hope to give me a amplifier for HF, but it'll be a while the way that the prices of everything has gone up.
I heard that on those 991s too. I wonder if it's because they're developed in Japan for the Japanese market, and then they crank the power up for EU and the US and everywhere else, and just those components aren't meant for it. I mean, I'd be curious what the explanation is for that. only radio I've had issues with was my Afghan 500. It went back to the issue two times, and they still wouldn't fix it and said it was fine, and yada, yada, yada. I swore Yaesu off, and then here I am with a FTM-150, and I bought a 710 after that, so it must not be all that bad. And yeah, these radio prices are getting ridiculous. I mean, I'm new to ham radio by most standards, 3 years, and even since I started, it's like every year, every time a new radio comes out, it goes up $100.
Yeah, Roger. That, what is that, 710? That's a Yaesu, right?
Yes, sir. There's the 710 Field, which is what I have. It came with some gimmicky little carrying handle. And then there's the 710 AESS. I don't remember what that stands for, but it comes with an external speaker that matches the unit.
Okay, okay. And, that 710, what does it cover?
K8RUH. Good morning, Anthony. 710 is 62160.
Oh, so start at 6 and go to 160. Okay. The other station, go ahead. I'll stand by. This is November 8th. Whiskey Julie Lima.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? Dakota, I see you're up and at them early.
Yep, getting in early, catching up. Played hooky. I told you I was half day on Friday, so I'm going to go get a little bit caught up on anything I may have missed and then start my week off here.
Up early? I've been up since 4 o'clock yesterday morning. WARCY, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, I know how that goes. I worked harder on a Friday last Friday than I have in a long time. It seemed like there was something different popping up every 5 minutes, but got it all wrapped up, so it should be rolling into no surprises today, but we'll see. And then maybe I'll see if I can meet up with you Friday to get that thing over to you, and we'll figure it out from there.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, Anthony, we'll have to mess around with that DMR stuff, too. I think I got my open spot dialed in with the RT3S. And I had to order a new charging cradle for something I didn't expect to happen. Little ears that hold the radio against the pins, both sides broke off. I don't know how or why. It is up on the shelf in the closet, so I'm assuming it fell off a handful of times. But couldn't even charge the damn radio yesterday. Go ahead, Donald. Hopefully you get a nap today.
Oh, definitely. You know, nap is in the cards, but I got home from Indianapolis just before 2 a.m. this morning, and I'm on adrenaline, and I just couldn't fall asleep. I took a shower and just chillaxing here on the couch and not sleepy at all. So, granted, I had a Starbucks for the drive home, but still, I definitely will be getting a nap in sometime today for sure. Anthony, if Jay's still not around, Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm ready for a nap right now, so we'll see. It could be a long day. But, Dakota, I think I got, for the most part, all my programming figured out on the DMR. There's just some things that I still need to understand. Like, I don't understand where my radio needs to be set so that somebody could just direct call me. You know, obviously, it would need to be on a repeater that I'm hooked to, per se, but I don't know, do I have to have like a private talk group so that you could get through to me? I have no idea how that works. Over to you.
Easy.
morning, Tom. So, from my understanding, what Dave broke it down for me yesterday is we got to be connected to a DMR server, so Brandmeister, and then you have to have me as a contact with my DMR ID for private call. So, I have to be a digital contact in your radio, you'd have to be a digital contact in my radio, and then we would essentially have to be connected or have access to a DMR server that would then allow us to communicate. So Dave and I were doing it yesterday via OpenSpot, and it was pretty damn cool and seamless. Like, it was like these POC radios, but with an extra step.
Somebody jump in there before Dakota. Go ahead, and I'll take it from there.
Good morning, Don. KAC8KGO, Anthony, Dakota. And these are all saying that you're all tired. Yeah, so am I. I've been on here since 3 o'clock.
Well, I'm on adrenaline in Starbucks since 4 o'clock yesterday morning, so I'm doing close to 20. I'm probably over 24 hours now. I just got back in from Indianapolis this morning, and I'm just on adrenaline. That's all I'm running on, so really nothing new here. I'll be definitely getting a nap in a little while. Hopefully I'll wind down and get some sleep this afternoon. Over to Anthony? Yeah, Anthony.
Yeah, well, what's the play with it, Dakota? I uploaded, you can go into that, I think it's dmrid.com, and download the database. I downloaded the database and put it into my radio. So I should have everybody that's a DMR contact that has a DMR ID in my radio, but as of yesterday at 5 o'clock. So I should have it in there. We'll have to play with it and see how it works. I don't know, like I said, if I need to be on a particular tap group or how that works. Because I also, when you were talking to Dave yesterday, I was listening, and I heard Dave, and I heard a guy, I think his name was Jeff, that was talking about how he could hear one side of the conversation. Couldn't hear you because you were on the open spot, but maybe could hear Dave. So I don't know what was going on. We'll have to dial it in and make sure we understand it so we're not disrupting other people when we're chatting.
We can do some testing with hotspots and whatnot, but you guys couldn't hear me on MI5 because I was not connected to a Brandmeister server. There's a specific one, I guess, that their network hangs off of that you need to be connected to because I was going through a hotspot. Obviously, it wasn't RF that was already there, so I think I got that dialed in too. But yeah, there's a lot of messing around to do with it, so I plan on finally figuring out DMR and how it's supposed to work. And Tom, I figured out what the squeaky noise was in my truck. It wasn't my truck, it was my hitch. How, I don't know, because of how consistent it was and how easy it was to replicate, but I took it out last night and I have not heard the squeak one time.
Sounds like you need a new hitch for your receiver. That's weird, unless your hitch is a little bit loose, you just got to tighten the bolts up. And for the Brandmeister server, you guys, you need 3104 in either your open spot, your hot spot, or your MMDVM. And with MI5, it's pretty, what is it, statewide 1, 2, and then events 1 through 4, which is 51, 52, and 53 through 58, I think, or 57. The only time you can talk private is through the Brandmeister server, but you need, for your server connection, you need 3104, and then you can talk private IP, or private DMR to each other. Move it over to Don, KCKJO.
Yeah, that whole DMR thing, I'm still trying to learn it, and that's why I leave it to the experts, because I have DMR with MI, you know, the MI5 and a couple other things, and then I have Moto Turbo, and the Motorola system is proprietary, and it's got a completely different system in it. even though the basics to DMR is the same, it has a different ID because I'm on their network versus radio ID. .net, I think it's called, where I got my number from. I think where a lot of people got their number from. And what the differences are there, I don't know. But I'm on All-Star and not Brandmeister. And yeah, it's very confusing for me sometimes to keep up with it all and so on and so forth. Anthony?
Yeah, Tom, or I'm sorry, Donald, it certainly can be very confusing. I know I've been very confused in the past and sat down over the weekend and really put some time in, and now I'm starting to understand it. And sounds like Dakota's doing the same thing, so it's coming together for us. But I put a lot of time in and asked a ton of questions to get to where I am. So, and Tom, you were saying, I think it was 3104, something like that, is the talk group to talk DMR ID to DMR ID. This may be a ridiculous question, but could I then put that talk group in and talk on any of the MI5 repeaters? And as long as I'm in that talk group, I could do a private call to, say, you or Dakota? Is that how it works, or am I missing a step in there? Over to Dakota.
Sounds like Tom's better versed in this. But yeah, 3104, so you got to be careful, though. There's 3104 talk group, which is Arizona something. It's like an Arizona statewide, kind of like we have here. But you need a 3104 server, the Brandmeister server, which I believe is in Chicago. And I will let Tom answer the private call, but I believe that is the case if we are both connected to that 3104 server. Go ahead, Tom.
Correct. When you connect up your hotspot to the Brandmeister server, there's a couple. There's 3104, 3103, and I forgot what the other one is. But 3104 is what, you know, for my open spot is connected to server 3104, and then my open spot's registered at Brandmeister, so you get the network connection there. For the private talk, you know, like my my TYT 380, when I'm at home, I have a zone called Open Spot. When I go to Open Spot, I have the MI5 talk groups in there, and then I have, you know, I can do worldwide, I could do, you know, US, I can do East Coast Reflector. And those are all different talk group IDs. So worldwide is like 91, and you got to key your radio in the 91 talk group, and then you hear everybody in the world on DMR. The server 3104 is to get your open spot or your hotspot into the Brandmeister server. And then MI5, if you're mobile like I am, you need their repeaters with their IP, you know, with their repeaters with their frequencies. And that's 51 and 52, which is statewide 1, statewide 2, and then you have the events. If you're doing it from home like I do with Brandmeister, then it's 31261 and 31262 for statewide 1 and statewide 2. Understand when I'm running through there, or am I just babbling?
Donald, I'm going to jump in front of you. It does make sense. I think so. What I got out of that is to do the user-to-user DMR ID to DMR ID calls, private calls, we'll call it, you have to be on a hotspot. You're not able to do that on one person on a repeater, one person on a hotspot. Is that correct?
Yes, because statewide one or CMEN, the MI5 network is contained. So you can't change the group on the repeater inside of MI5. It's strictly 5152. You can't change it. But on your open spot and your hot spots, you can change your talk group to wherever you want to go through Brandmeister network. And same thing with private. If you're going to do private to private, I don't think Jeff TK at SWR has a little bit more knowledge on that. These are parts of, this is part of his network, the Central Michigan network. He might be able to answer that a little bit more, but I don't think he can do private to private through the MI5 network. But I could be wrong. Captain Don knows a little bit more on this than I do, because he set up my radio. I'm just getting more into it. So that might be something we need to ask Jeff or Don, Captain Don, about. KKKJO.
Sounds like we lost Tom, but that all makes sense. Tom, if you can hear me. Over to you, Donald.
No, Warren. Hey, Doug,
yeah. Ben or what? Or if you got something to add to that, because my stuff is scattered all over the place. I'm talking on one of my analog radios right now, so I have nothing DMR capable in front of me to check what my radios are, because they're sitting on a charger with me getting in it early this morning. So, Dakota, go ahead. I'll be listening.
L-A-W-K-L.
I got you in there, Jay. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add either, other than, Anthony, I think you've got a hot spot, so we'll discuss it there. And Donald, I only have RT3S. I don't have anything fancy for DMR either, not until I figure it out and get some use out of it. And Tom, real quick, so on the open spot, am I missing where to pick the server, or does it automatically pick the server based on the talk room?
You need to go into your hotspot or open spot, and it'll show where the Brandmeister is. It sounds like you have it somewhat set up, because you're talking to Dave on DMR. So the server is 3104. It says United States 3104. And then when you go to Brandmeister, you go down to My Devices. I think it's set in there also. A login and a password to connect your OpenSpot hotspot to Brandmeister.
That's right. I remember that part. Okay. Go ahead, Jay.
I just kind of wondering, if any of you guys got an Android phone, is that enough?
K8RUH, I do not have an Android phone.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking is because if you had an Android phone and you download from your Play Store hose line, which is MB for Brandmeister, you can see all you can see you guys with your ID numbers, whoever's on like worldwide and all that kind of stuff. And on the computer, you can put in DMR Moto, and it'll show you all it'll show you where you guys are on DMR. I hope that's helpful to you guys.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm back in here.
I think Anthony and Dakota both doubled, but Anthony was going to throw it to me. Right now, I really don't have much to add to this conversation because, like I said, my radios are not completely unpacked yet, and the one radio that I have that has DMR in it was set up for, that I used for the weekend for race frequencies, so I'm not on that at all. And I won't be much help going forward. So I'll be sitting here listening, learning, and drinking my coffee.
Go ahead, Dakota, then Tom, and then if Jay's still around.
Yeah, I got the bug the other day when I forgot who was out here. Someone was saying that there's repeaters out by me that are DMR now. I mean, they're not HD repeaters where I can hit them from my house, but they're in areas that I go decent enough, often enough, that it would warrant knowing what I'm doing and how to use it. But same can be said for the Lapeer D-Star repeater that I've been on exactly 2 times. Go ahead, Dom.
Yeah, can you guys go to the Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, Echo November website, WHCMN or WHCMEN, and if you go to the DMR, you'll see all the towers, all the frequencies, the color codes, the time spots, and that's what I have all programmed in my radio. I have a TYT-MD9600 that hand program, and I just flip through. Like right now, I'm here in Novi, and my radio set to Novi. But it has all the information in regards to the different time slots and color codes and things. I think that's what I got for right now. I said Jeff KBASWR has a little bit more than I do. I'm not sure when he's out here, but he does monitor here and there. Who are we going over to, Don or Jay?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been on DMR. I was pretty on that, but I can go, I have a thumb drive that I got hooked up to my computer that I can get on DMR D-Star Infusion. And if I hear Joe, if I hear one of you guys' ID, I could talk to him, and I could talk private as well.
Dakota, take a look at the Central Michigan website, like Tom was saying, and the coverage on their repeaters are way more and actually way bigger than I expected. I'm hitting that Detroit repeater from my house, actually in my basement. I was doing real good, and then even I was receiving at the time. My settings were incorrect, but to transmit, but I was receiving on the Detroit repeater at like 16 in Garfield. So you may be surprised that you have some coverage in your area on one of their repeaters. So you might want to check that out.
KDAWOJ.
I'll check when I get in the office. If it's that Detroit repeater, that's analog as well. I'm not surprised. I can hit that thing from Emily City. But I'm kind of in no man's land for HD repeaters. Everything's got to be 25 watts or more where I'm at, or with a base antenna. KDAWOJ, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. In Dakota, you got the KDAWOJ win. In Warren, they've got DMR, W8RSM in Fenton. I've been using the WHCMC in Detroit out here from Pontiac. So there's KC8LTS in Novi, KB8SWR in Mayville. There's a bunch of them out there. I got a bunch off of I know repeater book don't get updated a whole lot, but I got a bunch of them off of a repeater book, and it's kind of fun. And like Tom said, Mike Clearto came set up for Brandmeister host as 3103. And although it was working, it was kept giving me an invalid password kind of thing. And finally, Tom told me it had to be 3104, which is a Chicago server. And as soon as I switched it over to 3104, everything started working. So I was pulling my hair out until then. So it's all good info, and once you get around it, it's kind of nice. I'm programming a ZumSpot Elite now with all the talk groups in there, so I'll have two nodes going. It's fun stuff. It got me out of bed this morning about 3:30 so I could get up and start doing some programming. KDAWOJ, and I'm not sure where it goes. I'm sorry, fellas.
For programming MI5 repeaters. MI5.cc has all the information for all MI5 repeaters, all the correct information. MI5.cc, really easy to remember. KBASWR.
Was that Charlie? KBASWR. SWR and ADDF. Was that Charlie Charlie? MI5 dot Charlie Charlie?
Correct. MI5 dot CC.
Copy, thank you.
84 ZYQ, good morning to all.
Good morning. Hey, gentlemen, this is KE8RUH. I am going into the office. I will try to catch back up with you shortly, but if I don't, everybody have a great day. KE8RUH.
APU server 3104 if you're on Brandmeister. 3104 is the only server that will work for MI5 repeaters connection. 31261, 31262. Statewide 1, statewide 2 respectively, and private call does not work across Brandmeister to MI5, as far as I know. It works on MI5, but we ask you don't use it because it ties up a time slot, and then other users can't use the repeater because you're on a private call between two people tying up the entire system, so... Yes, it does work. Yes, we do ask you not to use it. If you had to say something quick, you know, that's fine for emergency, but general chit-chat, we ask you don't use it because, again, that ties up. So. Dakota?
What does this guy know? K4GYQ, I got you in here. And then Anthony, I'll catch you later. I think Tom is still out here. Jay might still be out here. I'm pulling in, but I'm going to sit in my truck for a bit. Trying to think if I had any other questions. Oh, never mind. I can look it up. I was going to say, what's near 69 and 53 for repeater coverage? But I'll just look at the map. Go ahead, Joe.
KE4ZYQ. Just want to say good morning to everyone on frequency, going to work or otherwise, and have a great day. Don't want to mess up your rotation or your limited time getting to work, but I just wanted to jump in. Not sure like that other guy who's next, but I'll just say 7-3 to all. Have a great day. Safe travels, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, Pete Gallery's in here too. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning. Just stuffing my pie hole with a piece of toast. On my way to work. Sounds like everybody else is getting destinated. Guy here, I don't know who else out here. I heard Dakota and Anthony, destinated, Jeff, Joe. I heard something about Jay. Good morning, Jay, if you're out here. Go ahead, pick it up.
I don't have no more add to it there, so I'll guess I'll just stand by. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima. Clear.
WARCY is still here on the couch. Good morning, Sean. Everybody else who's designated, have a great day. WARCY, standing by and listening. We're actually reclining by and listening.
Okay, good morning. So, Jeff.
Come in, go ahead, your turn.
Yeah, one of these days I gotta get that multiplexer and combiner from Paul, and we gotta get going on that Richmond site, get that MI5 machine up there. Things are getting hot and heavy up in that region.
Oh, excuse me, my ears. Who was jumping in there?
NADDF. I was just saying, that's music to my ears. That's one of the repeaters I can hit from my house.
Yep. Not enough time in the day.
Yeah, I know that. I know it was on our agenda, but that's all. Cooled off significantly. I just got to make sure Paul still got stuff earmarked and get going. Then we just have to schedule something to get up there. But
going to have to do it next year because I may not be there to usher it on if we wait much longer. But something like that would service St. Clair County real well.
Get back on top of the county bill and get that finished too. Is GMR still on that list or did that fall off, hopefully?
You mean GMRS?
For that, was that Richmond site or whatever you were just talking about?
Yeah, based on the crap that I hear down here, I'm not giving these guys anything more. You know, I mean, if I got a machine laying around and I ain't got nothing better to do with and we got a SWAT, then maybe. But my interest in maintaining any of that has waned significantly.
Well, how are people in St. Clair County going to get radio checks?
I'll probably put in the Richmond.
I must have doubled with somebody. I just said if we're all getting put two machines there, we really don't need a transmitter, right?
Yeah, but we still need the tower work because the second antenna's not up. But, yeah, if they're rolling the two machines up there, and if I had to pick two, obviously the, you know, the FBI machine and an MI5 machine. But, yeah, you could do that just with the tower work and the antennas.
I'll help pull cable, but I won't climb the tower. KCAKGO.
Of course, that leaves all putting an MI1 there, but, yeah, you know, that would probably help for MICOM connectivity into St. Clair County, though, if we did put one there.
Well, that's why it'd be nice to have a multi-coupler there, because, you know, I could dedicate the existing machine up there to MI1. And then, you know, I could just put in a receiver for mine. But I don't know. I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought. But, yeah, you're right. You know, something separate there. And you know, that's the reason I might put in a GMRS machine as well, give them something up that way. And you know, I'm sure if we disconnected from the knuckleheads down here in near Macomb, sometimes Detroit, but mostly Macomb. Just take that one off the air because nothing but a bunch of assholes down in the Macomb area.
It started out so good, too.
How goes, you just spoil it for themselves and get something good and they ruin it, so. Now you know.
There's like one or two punks that are CBers and they bring it up to GMRS and you know, and then there's people that can't resist, you know, poking with them and, you know, fighting with them. And, you know, so then that eggs it on. You know, so they're not just as bad, but they're almost as bad. And, you know, and I see it very quickly deteriorating. Detroit's not bad, but, you know, it's had its moments. But it seems like most of the crap comes out of Mount Clemens. And it's that East Side, the absolute worst radio people on earth are on the Upper East Side of Metro Detroit. They're the most ridiculous radio operators ever. Nowhere else do I see anything like the crap that I see out of the Upper East Side, Metro Detroit.
Well, they sit on T-Mobile and they buy them cheap $25. Radios, you know, what do you expect?
Anyhow, I digress. Hey, Donald.
I am still here, and I'm still awake.
Yeah, so, Larry has a pristine, like-new Diamond X50.
for sale, but about 2 miles from you. I highly recommend you jump on it if you get enough, if you're thinking about it at all.
That's what I had at my old house. They're kick-ass little antennas.
Right now I'm working on pure adrenaline. Sean, I've been up since 4 o'clock yesterday morning. I haven't been to bed yet. I'll think about it throughout the day, and I'll get an answer back to you this afternoon. If you can get me a price, send me a text or something, because I've looked them up on PX Engineering and other places since we last talked, and I got that price, and they're pretty much common. So, yeah, we'll go in from there, and just send me a text, and I'll get back to you later.
Yeah, it's $50. Just let me know if you're interested, and I'll let him know. I told him I saw it yesterday. I told him to hold on. I was going to talk to you because you might be looking for one. So he knows. Anyhow, you don't have to rush to any judgment, decision. But let me know.
Let's call it like a 24 hours. I'll think about it this afternoon once I get some sleep in me and, think it over and stuff, because I have other things I'm looking at as well that are smaller and a little more conspicuous and so on and so forth. And so, I mean, I've got measurements mapped out for cable already and stuff like that, so, and how we're going to get through the door wall. That's about as far as I've worked because I've been gone for the last few days. So I'm just now getting things back to some form of abnormality. I'm not back to abnormal yet, but you understand where I'm coming from. W8RCY.
Sean, does this Larry gentleman who likes to buy and sell gear like me have any DMR radios?
Yes. He's got the, what's the Anytone mobile equivalent to the 878? 578 or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got one of those, I thought I saw. He's got a Flex 6500. What else did I see? I don't know. He's got a handful of things. I can shoot you a link.
If that 578's got a detachable head, I'm interested.
No, it doesn't.
They never do.
Okay, well, I don't know nothing about it, except for it's the mobile version of the 878 UB2 Plus, and a lot of guys get them, and they really like them. That's all I know. I don't know nothing about the form factor, so I don't know who the other person is in there commenting on it, but tell us a little bit about the UV578, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Morning, Johnny. KEWOJ, Rick in West Bloomfield. I just got the 578, had it a week or so. It does not have a detachable head. It's a small unit. I love it. It's a small unit. I'm talking to you on it right now, programming up a bunch of DMR and Zum Spot Elite, as well as the fooling around with a clear note. It's, I don't know what to say. It's got a 6 programmable buttons on the front, real nice display. Other than it's a little smaller than I expected. The channel selector, if you're going to not use the mic, is very close to the great big mic jack and makes it a little hard to get at. You can do most of what you need to on the mic. But then the mic doesn't have the 6 programmable keys on it, so there's a few little things that could have been better, I guess. But it's a great radio, but it does not have the detachable head. KEWOJ, back to you guys.
K8RUH. Hey, Sean, send me, if that's a link that... somebody's selling a bunch of stuff, send it over to me also when you send it to Dakota.
Okie doke. I'll see if he's got a, I was just going to I know where he's got the stuff listed, and you can just do a search for everything he has listed, but maybe he has a his own list. I'll figure it out. But all right, I'll get sent over to you guys in a little bit.
Worst case scenario, I could put that as the base unit and swap out that 2730B.
$50 won't last long.
Yeah, everything Larry sells is pristine and priced really, really well. So I bought a number of things off him over the years. And one of the sure things in used gear. Oh man, it's Monday.
Oh God.
So is it 358 days or 357 days with a wake up?
I think it's 350. My birthday was last week, Monday.
Well, the brain's starting to die, fade, needs sleep. I'm trying here. I was just wondering if you're doing it with a straight calendar or you know, like 364 days and a wake up versus 365, or now, like you say, a week less. Straight or with a wake up?
Wait a minute, you already calculated the week. You said 357, right? Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. I took 7 off and you already did. Duh.
Yeah, 27 hours of no sleep. I'm doing pretty good then, I guess, for an old man. He'll be another year older this Saturday, so. Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. I'm just getting slap happy now. I'm going to finish up my coffee and go to bed, get a nap in or something. I need my beauty sleep for sure. Catch you all later. We're going to call it a day. WARCY, we'll catch up with you guys this afternoon or tomorrow.
Hey, Jeff, are you seeing these tape radios that multi-protocol, have you seen these?
Sean, on all them sites, as you are at, some of that stuff that got turned off, there's no receive multi-couplers at? Even the hospital there?
No. There's a combiner, a transmit combiner up there. But it's a beast. I'd never be able to fit that at Richmond. And I don't remember there being a multi-coupler there. Should have been, but... Now, we haven't been dealing in UHF in so long that most of that stuff's found its way out.
Combiner there, yeah, there would have had to have been a... I can't believe that there wasn't a receive multi-coupler, or there isn't, buried in a cabin somewhere.
There was. You ever see those little silver Motorola ones? Nothing special, just little... There was probably one of those up there. So I could probably, it might still be there. I might have one around somewhere. I'd have to look. But you ever see those little rectangular Motorola ones? They're just raw metal.
Probably have. Somewhere along the line.
Typical multi-coupler, you know, preamp and then a splitter. And I think they're like 6 ports or something. So I'll look around. I probably could put my hands on something like that. And I do got a combiner. Like I said, it's a beast, though. I'd never be able to get that in over there.
The 4-port ones, the big cans, the high power ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had it on the medical stuff, 460s. I got a couple of them.
Well, Paul said he had the whole setup, so I don't know if he still does, but he said he had the whole setup, so I'll hit him up at some point to see if that's still around or got farmed off somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I remember him saying it got broken into and some of the stuff got taken, but I don't remember what all he said, so hopefully it's still around.
Yeah, I thought we talked since then, and I think the gear was still, that was still there, but like I was looking, he had some hardline he was going to donate to the project, and he said that got pinched, believe it or not. So, but, all right, well, we'll figure it out. It would be nice to get, you know, at least an MI5 machine up there at minimum.
Yeah, if the frequencies are close enough, I mean, doing two machines and three receivers is still possible. I don't know if I made it in there, but I said, depending on how close the frequencies are, if they're all close together, doing two repeaters and three receivers total is still a possibility, but they got to be really close together.
Yep, you gotta get on the right side of the duplexer. So I'll have to map it out. I don't know what freaks you guys got available for MI5, what would be good for that location. But we've got the 442 up there now. And 442. What the hell is that frequency, Dakota? You still in here? What's my 225? What the hell is my Richmond machine?
Yeah, 225.
Okay. You know, why would I know? That was a joke.
It's almost like you put it in or something.
No, it was 625. We borrowed one of MI1s that was defunct over in, I forget where. And then when I got my coordination at 225, we just rolled it down there. So, yeah, 225.
625. I think the same as Bancroft. Bancroft's running. Yeah, it's probably too close to Novi.
I don't know, but you guys do a phenomenal work on all these networks. And I love being a part of it when I can. KKO.
Novi is on 442-2125. That'd be perfect. I'm sure Richmond's way too close to Novi.
It's a little close for reuse, but they don't really hear each other, people running around in the footprint of the Novi. You'd have some, just barely, you'd have a little overlap. Like, I can barely hear Richmond from my house, and Novi is, I'm on the outskirts of Novi as well.
Well, maybe we got to change Novi frequency. I don't know. We got to talk about it and map it out, like you said. Figure something out.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here and get inside. I'll catch you later. N8PDF.
Later, Dakota. W8FU.
KCK Joe. You guys hear me okay? I'm on 5 at LCA.
Hear you just fine. I have no idea what 5 at LCA means, though.
Well, I don't want to blow up the repeater doing 25 watts or 50 watts. I'm on 5 watts, and I'm sitting on Henry Street in front of Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, 5 private LCA. Okay, that's what you guys in the what you guys in the know call Little Caesars Arena LCA. Makes sense, Jeff, don't it?
Sure, why not?
Hey, I come from Cobo Arena, but I mean, it's just with work they call it LCA. I know it's Little Caesars Arena. What would you guys prefer to call it? I'd like to call it something else.
You call it whatever you want. I just didn't know what it meant. Now I do.
Hey, is the Mount Clemens GMRS, is that connected to Jeff's machines out there? Or are we, or is it isolated now because of all the stupidity that was going on?
On again, off again. You know, they hook it up for a while, sometimes for a long while, and then some knucklehead, usually from the Mount Clemens area, will do something stupid, and they'll just say, yep, had or heard enough of that, and then it'll be offline for a while. It's been offline for quite a while now, and, you know, but it's on again, off again. But that's the nature of Jeff's personal GMRS network.
Beat me to it, Sean.
No, officer, they're not linked together.
Oh, I 100% agree and beg both Jeff and Sean and the rest of MI5 and MI1 and, you know, the whole thing. I heard somebody on there earlier this week. I was on the Detroit GMRS, and the operator comes on and he's more or less was crabbing that it wasn't online for a bit, or this or that, or I don't know what they're, I mean, I sit back, I'm like, you know, dude, this guy, you know, these guys are doing this for free, and you're complaining that, you know, the little bit of reception that you're getting isn't to your quality standards. Oh, that kind of lit me up. Good morning, Lance. Good morning, Jeff. KJKJ.
Let him have it. Don't hold it in. Let him know what you think, and yeah. I give you Sean's permission to let them have it. No, really, they do need to understand. If they want to start paying for it, start coughing up the money. Right, Lance? I got to get out of here. I'm here where I'm going. I got to get out and do my stuff. Keep it up, Severe.
Yep, everybody likes to complain, and never wants to whip out the checking book or the blood, sweat, and tears. Gotta do it again. 7-3, Jeff. Sean?
Yep, see you, Jeff. See you, pretty much everybody. I'm pulling into my parking spot here. A little behind schedule here this morning. I'll flip over to the Cisco as soon as I get situated. Catch everybody in a bit. WAFU.
Hey, now that I got that, I'll definitely say something. Jeff, Sean, thanks for the repeaters that are out there. I appreciate it. You know, the ham operator and GMRS operator. Completely. Thank you for all your blood, sweat, and tears. Good morning, Lance. You on your way in? I'm here in Detroit already.
Yep, I'm on my way. Yeah, just coming up in the start of the construction zone. I already got somebody messaging me to gather me before my alarm clock did.
KE4ZYQ, what you guys are talking about was common sense isn't common anymore. I just thought I'd jump in and say have a good day like I did earlier. 7-3, guys, KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe. And yeah, it's common sense and it's a courtesy. These repeaters and these towers and all those blood, sweat, and tears, I guess you could say, are out there for everybody to enjoy. And even a couple ones there that just take advantage of it, and not one bit of appreciation, and bugs the beans out of me.
Well, I agree with you, even though I just signed, I apologize. I agree with you because that's why I use any repeater, any connection, as respectful as possible, no matter what others or a person may be doing. You know, how you act and talk in society, whether on the radio or otherwise, is a reflection of you. But that's just my take on it.
Well, just remember how smart the average person is. Half the people are dumber than that. Common sense, I don't know, wasn't very common. Tom?
I agree with both of you. You know, when I first started in ham radio back in, 98, there were a lot of closed repeaters, which means you had to be join the club in order to get the PL tone and be a member. And those club fees maintained the repeaters in the system, and they weren't interconnected like they are now. There's more open repeaters and closed repeaters. I know one closed GMRS is in Troy, and you got to pay a fee, I think, or at some type of club. You know, and how did, you know, I'm speechless on it. And what I heard the other day just totally flabbergasted me on GMRS. Like, why? Why do you want to, you know, instead of complaining about it, why don't you help in some way, volunteer time? That's what I do. I have no problem helping Jeff or Sean out in regards to any repeaters. Like I said, I'll run cable to the day I die. But, you know, I won't climb a tower, but I'll help in other ways that I can. KCKJ.
Yep, I agree, KE4ZYQ. Well, if I was healthy enough, I'd do the same thing, but unfortunately I cannot, even remotely, maybe stand at on the ground holding something for somebody very light. But I know a guy that messed it up for everybody on a repeater a while back when I first got back into ham radio. They had a connection where you could change the repeater over to digital and go to, like, the Alaskan Morning Net. But they forgot to turn it back to the repeater all the time and messed it up for everybody. And so then they said, well, we're not doing that anymore. And I thought, oh, wow. And I hardly ever used it, but did it maybe once or twice. But, hey, that's the nature of life and other people out there. KE4ZYQ.
And a lot of times they put timers on that sort of thing where after 15 minutes it'll flip back over or whatever. But yeah, it's always something to do, holding the rope or putting a Cat 5 terminal on or just sleeping up or whatever. We get a lot of work done when we go to repeater 6.
Exactly. As long as I know ahead of time, I'll make a Saturday out of it or a Sunday out of it. You know, I've done it already. I've been up there a couple of times, meet cables and stuff. You know, help with the GPS on the, I think it's on the GMRS system. You know, help with that, ran the cables. That's what I used to do. You know, that's what I still do as my job, run cables here and there. I have no problem helping out, you know. That's my, you know, as far as I know, that, you know, what I can contribute to keep these systems up and operational. I got to call a Little Caesars Arena, and I got to tell them that I'm here so they don't look at me and think, why is this dude sitting there? Go up there just to say, yep, everything is online for me to leave. And I've been out here since 3 o'clock this morning. KCKJ.
Yep, well, have a good day. And just curious if either one of you are going to be watching the Lions study, if you got time and at home. Over to you, Lance, I believe.
7-3, Tom. You're there about the time I was going to bed. I went to bed till about 1 o'clock. But, I'm not much of a football fan. I'll throw the game on when it's... when they were in the playoffs or whatever, just to watch it. Gotta see the miracle of them actually winning a Super Bowl.
Well, Lance, I hear you, because if I had to name one player on the Lions team, forget it. I don't know the names, so that's how much I'm a follower. I'll watch it since I'm retired. not working, whatever.
I've never been much of a sports fan of any kind, I don't know. It's probably because the Detroit teams have never been really that great. I mean, and the Red Wings were winning all their cups. I was kind of into it, but I don't know. There's people that go crazy with statistics and fantasy leagues and gambling and just it's all a whole foreign language to me.
Yep, KD4CYQ. I just fibbed when I said I don't know one player on the Lions team. I just remember watching last year when Hutchinson, big dude, I think a defensive player, he got his leg, tip fib broke when the guy flung his leg and hit him right in the mid-lower leg. Oh, my gosh, that hurt to see that. Being I worked in physical therapy, I've seen a lot of stuff like that patient-wise. And to see that guy with leg broken, oh, my God. And I'm surprised it healed as well as it did because he had the best medicine, apparently. They really splinted him good and got him healed back again. And sometimes the break is more stronger than the rest of the bone because they had extra calcium to build it back up.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky with my bone. Never had an issue.
Yeah, Lance, I don't know what happened, but your modulated volume went down to almost zero. That was way down there, but your signal carrier is good. Nope, have no idea why your modulated volume is going down to about one. You got full signal, but one, it's like you're standing about 10 miles away from the microphone. Have a player on frequency, you never know. But I'll let you go. 7-3, thanks for letting me jump in there with you guys. Have a good day, good night, whatever. And I tell people be safe, stay out of trouble, or don't get caught. KE4 is ZYQ, clear.
WATIJ Mobile.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Not bad, Bill. How am I getting into the repeater?
100%.
Yeah, thanks. I have a little diamond antenna, dual bander, mag mount up on top of the roof of my car, and I'm just using an HT. Over.
Yeah, well, where are you?
I'm sitting in my driveway right now. Over.
Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, probably, what, 5 watts, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is rated at 8 watts, but I hardly doubt that. Go ahead.
Is that one of the Bofangs?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, sounds really good. So, it's got unusually good audio for a Bofang.
Well, what I did with this radio is I sort of bore the microphone hole a little bit, and I think that helped. Over.
Yeah, you know, I remember I had another radio that had to do that. It was, I had one of those Yaesus a long time ago that it was the immersible ones, and, you know, to make it immersible, they had a membrane over the microphone which really muted things. And I didn't plan to go scuba diving with my radio, so I did open that up and remove that membrane. That made a big difference.
Yeah, it's funny when you said scuba diving with your HT.
Yeah, so, but I think most of the issue with the Bofangs is the one of those cheap earpiece microphones they usually throw in the package that people use. Those are usually terrible.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think I have anything like that. I thought I had a headset, but I didn't bother with it, and I just stick with the HT. I think the other reported issue was a few, what do they call those, spikes on the maybe 2 meter band. I don't know. It's, you know, the radio is not as clean as it should be, but it's not as bad as it can be.
Yeah, I know that. The worst radio I ever owned like that was the Gold Clegg FM-27B. It was, you know, it was the, one of the first radios you didn't need crystals for, so it was, you know, it was an all-band 2 meter radio, but the problem was it was all band all at once.
Yeah, how old was that radio? When was that produced?
I was in the 70s. I had it when I was up my first year up at college when I just got my license. It was my first mobile 2 meter radio, and I would take it. It had sliding mounting brackets, so I would take it out of the car and take it up to my apartment, and I'd hook it up there. And then one day I got a call from another ham, said, "You got to stop transmitting. You're coming in full quieting through the Ann Arbor police repeater."
Wow. Yeah, it's better somebody tell you about it rather than the FCC knocking on your door.
Yeah, so I took it over to somebody who had a spectrum analyzer, and I looked at it, and you couldn't tell the main, the channel you were on, Spike, from all the harmonics, from all the other garbage. It was that bad.
So you couldn't even sell that radio, resell it. But who was the manufacturer? Where was it produced?
It was Clegg, C-L-E-G-G. I think they were made in, I want to say Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. Well, their solution, I sent it back to them and said, "This is unacceptable." And they sent it back to me without any modification, and they included a external filter that was a just a bandpass filter for 144 to 148. And, well, no, I ended up selling it. I don't know. There were a lot of them out there at the time. Some people who lived in rural areas or whatever didn't really care.
Yeah, well, I take it they're not in business anymore.
I don't think so. They had some other good radios. They had a 6 meter or a 10 meter, I can't remember. And I think they had a 220. But then they came out with they decided to fix the problem. They came out with another radio called the FMDX, and they went completely the other way with that radio. It was actually beautiful inside. It was, each section was isolated with all kinds of grounding with gold plated connectors, double shielded coax, things like that. And I put that on a spectrum analyzer, and it was perfect. It was, you know, one spike on the frequency you're on, that was it. I mean, everything else was flat. But the problem was it all ran on TTL circuitry. I think it drew 4 amps on receive.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. So I don't feel so bad about this bell thing. Not that I ever did, but even some of the newer ball things they've come out with, different models. I was watching on YouTube how these guys would test it, and they're still not as clean. You know, they haven't really cleaned the radio up like they should, but it's not as bad, like I said, as it could be. Over.
Yeah, well, it's what the state of the industry and everything's gotten better. But, you know, both things are so cheap. I mean, you know, they're not into the super quality control. You know, buy one for $10 just about. So, anyways, so, you know, you know the status of this repeater is going to be changing. We got a little bit of a reprieve. Maybe an extra week or two out of it because they're running behind. They haven't even got the approval yet to take the tower down.
No, I don't know anything about it. So what's going on there? Is it going to be removed, the repeater site?
Yeah, they're redoing the fire station where it's at, and it doesn't fit aesthetically with their plan, so they've decided it's coming down.
Well, so you have any other plans, any other locations?
Well, we're working on a few. A couple of good possibilities. Still in the works.
You know, I'm very sorry to hear that, but that's always something that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's possible. One of the locations we're looking at may be a real benefit to you. It'd be a lot closer to you.
Oh, you're going to move it in my backyard? Over?
Yeah, if you got room. You got space for a 130-foot tower? Because if we can find a location for it, they'll let us take it.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a third of an acre here. I don't know how well my neighbors would appreciate it, but no, it wouldn't be permanent. But keep me posted on it. I would appreciate it. So how soon is that going to go away?
Well, originally, a week from today was going to be the day it was going to be pulled. But I think we might get, like I said, another week or two. So probably second week in October. I have to go in for some surgery the third week, so I got to have it done before then.
Yeah, okay, very good. I hope your surgery is okay, nothing serious, over.
Yeah, I got a cervical spine issue that needs to be addressed, so and it's going to be a somewhat long recovery, I think. So we'll see.
Yeah, I pray for the best for you, man. You've been through a lot, and I know about the spine. I don't have the issues, but I do have a degenerative condition, but I'm seeing a chiropractor, and the guy's really helped me out. In fact, I got an appointment today along with my wife. We're both seeing the same chiropractor, so I pick her up from work. We go right over there, but yeah, I had some issues back last November, and so they've been working with me, and it's helped me. Bring me back pretty well much 100%. Over.
Yeah, I wish my situation could be fixed that easy, but I got a disc that's pressing against my spinal cord, causing me some very discomfort in my fingers and the balance issues. So, and don't know for sure if doing this procedure is going to reverse that, or it's just going to prevent it from getting worse. It's all up in the air.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, with all the technology that we have and the ability to send spacecraft everywhere remotely and land the spacecraft, that they really haven't made any quantum leaps with regards to spinal degeneration and replacement, you know, even replacements of discs or spacing or whatever. But yeah, it's I don't know, I don't get it, but hopefully things will work out for you, Phil, and we'll keep praying for you.
Okay. I got to make a quick stop here. I'll be back in a moment. I got to drop something at the FedEx office here. So I'll check back with you in a moment. Maybe APR.
Yeah, I'm going to head into the house. I'll turn the radio on. WATIJ.
APR back.
Yeah, that was quick. I'll copy. I'm on the, let's see, the Tykera. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you got a Tykera. DMR?
Yeah, DMR in analog. Over.
Yeah. Is that the same as TYT?
Yeah, I believe it is. This is a an earlier version of the maybe first generation of the EMR. Over.
Yeah, I remember I had the TYT. I forgot the number, two something. I don't know. But when the Anytone came out, I switched to that. Still have the Anytone. Still love it. So, anyways. Hopefully the next time I talk to you after tomorrow, I may have a different call if things go as planned.
Is it a vanity call? I'm wondering. Over.
Yeah, so is this one, but I'm hopefully going to have Kilo 8 Papa Radio if everything goes well.
Yeah, okay, very good. You know, the about locations over here at the Highland campus, OCC campus, which is going to be closing. They haven't closed it yet. There are buildings there. I think one of them is, I want to call it a building with a gymnasium in it. It could have been an athletic building. And it sits up on the hill. And it's being converted for a senior center. But that may be an option for you guys. I don't know. You'd have to go through the township. I think it's going to be township. That's township-owned. Maybe they would let you put an antenna up there. But hopefully, whatever other sites you have, they'll also let you do the same. Over.
Well, actually, the rooftop is always better. Shorter cable runs, if you can swing it. But where's this located?
Well, OCC campus is off of Cooley Lake Road over here between, Hospital and, what's the other one there? Williams Lake. I think that's the next stoplight. It's, are you familiar with this area, Phil?
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture it. I'm sure I've passed it.
Yeah, there's another street that's close by. It's Merrillstone, I think. It's one of the streets that takes you to Union Lake, but it's across the street. Can't miss it. It's a big field. And then there's a big long drive that goes up there. And it's, I think it's the first building as you come up to the facility and park. You can't miss it. It's the first building. I think the rest of these buildings in the back are other classrooms or whatever, but this is this contains a big gymnasium regulation basketball court, and I think they have weightlifting machines in there too, but they have all the rooms in there. But you'd have to probably go to the township and present your first of all, go there and look at it and see if that would fit, and then maybe get permission or something to present your case and see if you can get permission to put it up there. But anyway, I'm going to let you go, and I got to get some breakfast here. But let me know if your call sign changed. I appreciate it. ABAPR, WATIJ.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. So thanks for that info. All right, catch you later. ABAPR.
W8BXG Portable 4 testing. BXG testing. W8BXG testing. W8BXG testing. W8BXG portable 8. W8BXG portable 8.
W8FU.
Hello, radio.
Mom, is that you?
Auntie M.
What's happening? You've been awfully quiet lately.
Well, I'm still sick. I go back in on Wednesday. My mother had a TIA stroke Saturday, so I've been in the hospital Saturday and Sunday.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Exactly. So, 48 hours has been fun here. Although I saw a video. You guys are shooting a movie or something? Your officers?
You like that? You know, they were demoing the new rubber ducky deployables. They come out from the wheel wells, like little yellow rubber ducks. And it didn't work, so we got a beef with the manufacturer.
I mean, the video clips I've been seeing, it was shot perfectly. I mean, it would have been cool if he would have gone through the golden butthole first and then jumped the pond.
Yeah, there's hard to get a second take on a stump like that. But that would have been pretty classic.
Well, it would have had the flair, the local flair more into it, you know. And then I had a neighbor show up ranting at my front door yesterday that, you know, her TVs don't work because Comcast says it's my fault.
Well, Fred, they can't watch their TV for an hour, more than an hour. And she knows it's something coming out of that house because the Comcast guy saw it, and he knows. And, you know, she just wants to give you an opportunity before she has to get the police involved. So, you know, chop, chop. Let's get that fixed.
I know, right? I don't know who you are, lady. You just ranted and raved and took off before I could get out of bed and get down to the front door. Oh, well. I had my phone. I posted it on the Facebook page of Grand Blank today.
Tell her, please, call the police. Good grief. Even if you were interfering, so what? Probably got... You know, as usual, these idiots have a bad connector on their TV, or they're streaming, and they, you know, and they their router sucks or something like that. Who knows? But, you know, of course it's going to be, you know, the very first thing they can spot. Because people are stupid.
And had they shown up and said, hey, we've been having some issues with our TV. Could you, would it be possible to, is it you or you help? But no. She went full Karen. I didn't even say, all I said was, hello?
Well, she's going to have to get the police involved.
Yeah, I know, they want to get involved. I sent it, we were in a group chat, and I sent a picture of it, and a couple of them were laughing. They're like, one goes, it sounds civil to me, you know, like, exactly, you know, that's what he says for everything, but I'm like, please, call it. I was like, do you want me to give you the number, the non-emergency number to dispatch? It's right here. Please call them for me.
I remember back in the days when I was running the legal limit and then some, and I used to get out and carry on with my friends at down on 75. One time I saw my next-door neighbor, and this was back in, like, the 90s, late 90s, and I saw my neighbor out in her yard, and I went over there, and I said, hey, I says, does my stuff ever come through your, you know, your TV or anything like that? If it ever does, let me know, you know, and I'll look into it. She goes, no, she goes, when I'm on the cordless phone upstairs, she goes, sometimes I can hear you coming through. She goes, it's fun. I listen to it.
At the old house, one time, it was a CW contest. So, you know, I'm all over the band. I guess sometimes when I was keying, it would come through the clock radio in the neighbor's house. Well, I mean, their house was only, you know, because the antenna went over the driveway. So I'm like, if only you hit the right frequency, it might come across something like that. But it's the only time that's ever happened. And they were okay with it. They knew who I was, you know.
Yep, the days of getting interfered with, you know, interfering with broadcast TV are pretty much going away. I mean, what would, in this day and age, you know, how could you, except for maybe audio excitation, getting into, like, some speaker wires or something like that. But imagine how it was back in the days when almighty Channel 2 rocked the airwaves and everybody was on 6.
Yeah, and we, you know, because we had 11:60 a.m. in town there, so, like, I would hear that on open grounds on stuff in my house even. You know, so we had dealt with that before.
Oh, what do I want for lunch? Lunch, suggestions, anyone? Class, anyone?
Bueller?
Maybe I'll get a Bomberito sub. Yeah, I haven't had a Bomberito's. Oh, I bet because they're closed on Mondays, I'll bet. They're always closed when I want to go down there.
Oh, I still got steak left over from Texas Road. So Saturday before all the stuff with my mother happened, we were up at Denton Hills and cutting the grass and trimming trees. And so since Michelle did such a good job, I bought her a steak. Well, that, and we never went to town for our anniversary. So I still got steak upstairs in the fridge.
Well, we'll see. They do have double tacos back at Taco Bell. Oh, he's a solid choice. I do love the double taco.
Yes. I've had them twice now because, well, I've had a double decker and a seven layer. I really do miss those seven layer burritos, man. When I would work Taco Bell, I'd make my special seven layer burrito. Sometimes I'd put a little fajita veggies in them.
that make it a Fred 8-layer?
It was delicious. And then we got rid of the fajitas. So obviously we didn't have the veggies in all that anymore. I was sad. But then they got, when the gorditas came, they came with the, it was a corn and black bean mixture. So I put that on there, and it was pretty good too with the 7-layer.
So I'm not a big Chipotle guy. I like people to make something and then present it to me for money. I don't like to have to decide what I want to eat. But I went there because they had that. They were advertising that steak, whatever else steak it was. So I went there and got a bowl. That was pretty good, but my problem is I don't do well at places like that. I go in, I go, oh, I like that, put it on there. Oh, I like that stuff, put it on there. But I never think about how they go together. You know, and then I get this monstrosity that doesn't work. So I got to be careful, you know, to go in there to just, you know, concentrate on what works. And I don't know. I am not a chef.
So Qdoba, similar to that, has, but they have they'll have ideas already made up. So, like, they had a surf and turf bowl, and Dad and I got that a couple times. It was pretty good where they, you know, you still pick what salsa you want, but everything else they already kind of, it goes like this.
God darn it, I can't believe I blew past my first stop, not even thinking. That would be good. I'd like, it'd be nice if they had like some, basics, you know, and then just, you know, make it your own or something like that, you know, and so, you know, so I could just say, give me the carnitas steak bowl, you know. But, you know, everything right from the base layer all the way on up to the toppings is completely up to you. So, I don't know, I'm getting better at it. I guess you got to go a couple of times and say, yeah, that didn't go well together, and then until you get it right.
Michelle's back from grocery shopping. I don't know, this whole week she goes, like 1 to 9, 1 to 10. Kind of weird, because she made breakfast this morning, too.
Alrighty, I am, I've backtracked to where I need to be. Because I backtracked, I'm a little confused. So I will be back in a bit. W8FU. Driving and note-taking to do today, so in between stops here, looking for some lunch. How's your day going?
Fat, dumb, and ugly, same as always. You know, I've been having fun. I got a ZumSpot Elite there that I've been using strictly for, it's a digital rather than like the ClearNote, so I got that programmed up with a bunch of talk groups there, and then I fooled around. I've been having a little bit of trouble with the ClearNote there, so I kind of got a little disgusted and fired up the ZumSpot Elite, so I've been playing with that now. And I'm sitting here on the porch with a cigar, and
I got one Anytone radio with a new one, the V168 with Hubnet on it in England, and the other one with Prestar, also in England. Listening to those.
That's interesting. What problems are you having with the open spot?
Oh, it's not the open spot. It's the clear node. I bought the clear node. Everything was running fine, and then about I don't know a few days ago, it just started going to sleep. It doesn't really lose connection or anything. It just goes to sleep. You got to ker-chunk it. And the fellow that built them, and he's got an online troubleshooting and all this kind of thing, says you got to ker-chunk it once in a great while. And that was right, you know, when I first connect somewhere, you could chunk it, and all of a sudden it started working good. But now the last few days, every time somebody unkeys, it stops talking. And it goes to, you know, just dead air kind of thing between people talking. It goes to sleep again, so you got to ker-chunk again, and it's almost become unusable.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never had such a thing happen with mine. Now, how are you using it? Were you using an analog radio and using it to do digital, or were you using it analog, or, you know, how exactly were you using it that this would happen? Because I don't use mine for digital that much. I use mine mostly for, you know, All-Star. And, you know, so, it's possible I wouldn't see the problem if it were using it for digital.
Man. Yeah, I'm using an analog to get into the clear node, but I was doing All-Star and DMR and a little bit of P25. I think you're right, because it seems to happen a lot on going through the digital bridge to the digital modes, and it still happens occasionally on All-Star, but not quite as much.
So I heard something that sounded like, all I heard was meant. I'm wondering if somebody said comment.
Yes, that was me, JF8S. I think I know what's going on with this clear node.
There you go, Rick. This is the guy you want to talk to. Go ahead, Dave. Let it fly.
Yeah, so on brand, hopefully I'm making it in still. If you're on Brandmeister, if you key up a talk group, it's only on for 15 minutes. So if you want it to be permanent, you got to go into the Brandmeister website and go find your hotspot and create a static talk group. Like if you want 31261 to always be active, you got to go on. Tell your hotspot on the Brandmeister website that you want a static group to 31261. Then you don't have to key up all the time.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I'll give that a try. I know when I went to Brandmeister there to set up the node password there, I looked for my hotspots, my devices, and it didn't actually show any, which was kind of weird. I don't know if the device has got to be registered or whatever, but the devices still work and the password still works through there. Although I did have it, at first I had the DMR host wrong. It came set up as 3103, and then Tom told me, no, make sure it's 3104, and as soon as I changed that, it started working fine. But, yeah, this going to sleep thing is driving me nuts, or crazier, I should say. KDAWOJ. Sean?
Yeah, I don't use it enough. I don't use Brandmeister hardly at all, and I don't use it enough to have, but I do remember that now. They have a time limit, so it's nothing to do with the clear node. It's going to be, you'll have the same thing happen with your other hotspot if you go through Brandmeister. So that's not unique to the clear node.
Yeah, let's see if I got it. Dog's barking. Yeah. So, yeah, you have to do that on your hotspot. Like, if you monitor a certain talk group all the time. Now, if you have a duplex hotspot, okay, so if you have a duplex hotspot, it acts like a repeater. So then it will leave it active, this dog. So, anyways, you all have to play around with it and see what works for you. Also, check in the ClearNode app. There might actually be, like, a checkbox, like, leave it static or something like that. I don't know for sure. It's been a long time since I've played with the ClearNode, but when you said that it was going to sleep, I just automatically thought of that 15-minute timeout. Back to you.
Yeah, I've been all over the ClearNode app. I kind of really like that. It makes things simpler rather than going and editing files. It doesn't happen every 15 minutes. It happens, lately it's happening every time somebody unkeys, it goes to sleep. And I got a kerchunk, and then, I miss the next guy keys up and talks, and as soon as he unkeys, it goes back to sleep again. And so I can't even listen to a conversation. I'd be happy if I could get 15 minutes out of it. But I didn't have that stuff I've had this 2 months now. And the first month, everything was running, was ducky, just great. And it seems to be getting wore out already after 2 months. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can't speak to that, but hopefully. Okay, this goes to show you how long it's been since I've been down here. They're tearing down the police department. So where is the police department? I'll be damned. The police department's gone.
K8RUH, where you at, Sean?
Sure. They're building a new police department, so where is the current police department?
Keep going south on Jefferson. I think it's just after 9 Mile. There's, I believe it's where St. Lucie's Church is, just south of 9 Mile there. They got some space that they're renting while they're building the new facility. 99% sure that's the case.
All righty, south it is. Thank you.
So, Rick, one last comment, and then I'll step aside here for a moment because I got to make lunch. I would personally just use your Zoom spot for doing digital. I mean, the ClearNode's cool that you can link to digital networks, but I always find that it's better just to either listen to the repeater directly if you can reach it, or just use your hotspot, because you're going to find that it's more of a first-class citizen on the hotspot doing digital than trying to do it on ClearNode. And if you're just monitoring, it's fine on the ClearNode. But, you remember you were having, like, those hum issues and stuff like that. Now, most people will tolerate it, but, some people don't like that hum noise coming along with the signal. So just be aware of that. But, your best experience, you got that Zoom spot, just use that and for digital, and use the ClearNode for All-Star, and you should be happy and less frustrated. Back to you. I'm going to say 73. I'll sit on the side here. KF8S.
Thank you, Dave. I sure appreciate it, and I was gently coming around to that conclusion so far today, playing with this on the spot. I don't know why. Oh, because it was digital only, and I only had one. Well, actually, my Yaesu radios do C4 FM, but that's kind of what I used it for, just to connect to the ECR. And I thought, I got to drag that thing out now that I understand DMR a little better, and see what that thing will do. So. Since yesterday there, and I got it going and programming it this morning, I am liking that a lot. So I'm coming around in the same way of thinking. I'll do DMR and some of the other digital protocols on the Zoom spot, and just keep All-Star, the ClearNode for All-Star. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You bailed me out again. I appreciate it. KDAWOJ, I'll be standing by also.
K-E-8-R-U-H. Sean, just so you know, I was right. It's in between 9 Mile and Martyr on the west side of the road. Look for the St. Lucie's sign, and it's on the west end of the building. They're renting some space.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, I'm, where am I at now? I must have passed it, or I'm not there yet. I'm down by Waves and Emerald City Harbor. Did I go too far?
Nope, you're going to have to cross 9 Mile, and it'll be on your right-hand side. If you get to the Kroger at Martyr, you've went too far. But there should be a good sign out there that you'll see the St. Lucie's. They also have a sign out there saying that the St. Clair Shores Police Department's there temporarily.
All right, I'm, I think I'm at 9 Mile Road, so we'll see here coming up. Thanks. I would have never guessed this. I mean, I would have stopped, pulled over, and figured it out, but not better this way. Rick, just real quick, get back. I think that's solid advice. I never use my open spot for, well, no, I wouldn't say never. I use it just like when it's, you know, like I happen to want to check something out and I've got my radio, but, you know, in general, I use digital, you know, I use digital hotspots for digital, and I use my ClearNode for All-Star, and that you like Dave says, you'll be a lot happier if you do it that way. And I'm going to pay attention here, though, now, and make sure I get where I'm going, because I just crossed them south of 9 now. Got to figure out what's for lunch after this. W8FQ.
Okay, Sean, take care. Be careful. Yeah, we don't want you to get in an accident in front of the new police station there. have a good one, and thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I appreciate the whole FBI University, KEAWOJ.
Sean, there's always Travis Burger at 9 and Mac. That's always delicious.
That is true. All right, I'm here. Look at that. Look at all the Popo cars. I'm going to pull in here and... Police visitor parking. Okay, that's me. I am visiting. Oh, that's handicapped. God darn it. I can't tell what's visitor, what's handicapped, what's visitor. Oh, well, I'll figure it out. All right, catch everybody in bed. W8FU.
Catch you later. K8RUH.
ABPS. Okay. Three down, two to go.
You sure?
Three what down? Stop. Hey, I got to talk. I just called Deb. She didn't answer. I thought I was on her hot dial. Man, oh man, how do I rank? But I have a question about some radios. Anyhow, it's work-related, so I'll keep it off here.
Yeah, she had some kind of procedure today, so she's home resting. So I'll let her know. Anyways, yeah, I'm just leaving. I just left the office. What's happening?
Oh, we're just looking to do a little encryption and maybe TDMA upgrades. And I guess you guys sold a bunch of mobiles to Roseville, so I got to find out what their capabilities are. That's what it amounts to. I'm surprised at how many of these agencies down here are still rocking XDLs. I mean, great radios, but come on.
Yeah, I don't know much about what that is all about, but whatever. Anyways, so tomorrow's the big day. Well, there's two things happening. Of course, it's our new year, and I hope with that comes a new call.
50-50, eh?
Yeah, I have not been able to get a hold of the other guy. None of the phone numbers go through, emails bounce back. No way of knowing. So, doesn't sound like he's, I mean, I sent him a letter in the mail. No response, so I guess it's just the way it is.
Well, if he gets it, nobody talked to him.
Yeah. You know, I saw something that says, you know, when you do the application, it has to be, somebody reviews it or something. So I'm hoping, I'm really hoping there's a real sympathetic person on the other end this time. I mean, I'm feeling good about it, though. You know, like I said, it's our new year, so get some help from above.
Get back to you in a second. I got your boss on the line.
W8
up you.
Oh, don't tell I snuck out early. Here.
She says there's chocolates in the bag. You know, did you get them? Reese's and Almond Joys?
Yeah, I saw them back there.
Yeah, she says, okay, she hears you. All right, I'll catch you in a bit.
WATIK Mobile.
W8FU.
You are getting around today, K8WOJ.
Yeah, I had to go to Fraser, Roseville, St. Clair Shores. I just left East Point. I don't think I need to stop at Centerline, but I do need to go to Warren. So that'll finish it up for me.
I'm wore out just listening to you.
Yep, I'm seeing a pattern though. Trying to get a handle on the radio situation at everywhere. I'm starting to see a pattern.
Well, that's nice if you can straighten them all out in one day. I can't complain about that. I've gotten a little bored with the Anytone CPS software, so I'm in the process of ordering the RT systems. For the 578 and the 168 Anytones.
Yeah, I don't know what I think I just used the factory software of mine. I got the radio from Larry, who usually buys RT system software for his stuff, but I don't think he bid for that, because I'm still using the factory stuff, which is pretty good, actually. So I don't know if what RT systems bring to the table. Oh, what do we got here? Broken water main? What is going on? Got a big old flood out over the road here. Well, who knows? But anyhow, I think I just used the factory Anytone software. But then I just plagiarized the code plug. Somebody sent me their code plug. I just doctored up, the one zone that I want. Same, names and call signs, stuff like that. Called it a day, so it wasn't like I really had to start from scratch with anything.
Yeah, I was buying the RT stuff, and this time I thought I'd try the Anytone's TPS there, and it's okay, but, you know, now that I'm playing around with the plugs I already got, you know, deleting and adding here and there kind of thing, it doesn't let you move things up, you know, like when you delete, it doesn't move the rest of them down below up, so each radio is going to have the same channel on, you know, the same repeater or whatever on a different channel. So I'm getting kind of tired of it. So I thought, the Anytone stuff works, but I'm going to get my RT so I don't have to screw around so much.
You have to get used to the way they do things, and, you know, it's uniform across all platforms. Then I can see that. I have some RT software, RT system software. Is that a brand new building? Wow, look at that. They're building a brand skippy new building. And a warehouse. What is this? Never heard of them. Some sort of big old warehouse down here at 9 and Hoover. Huh. Anyhow, Blue Squirrel, right? Yeah, you get used to how something's done, you like the way they do it, then why not stick with it?
It's another Amazon warehouse, Sean.
I heard something warehouse, Sean. The most important part I missed.
Well, halfway with the power up, I said, must be another Amazon warehouse. They're popping up all over, just like I think Wayfair has got a couple now. Good afternoon, KDO.
Ah, yeah, good afternoon. Well, that's what I thought initially, but it's like Synchron or something like that, Synchron, I don't know. And a great big warehouse, and then a big old glass tower they're building just east of that, about halfway between Hoover and Shaner. And that's brand skipping new construction, 9 miles between Hoover and Shaner. So go figure.
Yeah, they're putting up, hey, Tom, they're putting up a big building over here on Walnut Lake right behind the police station there, and no signs. Everybody's wondering what it is, and there's no signs out there. They're going to be working on it for a while. It's very large. It's going to be a nice-looking place, but nobody knows what it is.
It's a new elementary school, maybe in here.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Wow, that's going to be a heck of an elementary school. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a little building right in front of it, just to the west. That's where the cable commission is, which I'm a member of. So we tried to convince them to put us in that new building and tear down that old one, and they didn't want to do it.
Oh, is that the radio station right there?
Well, it's where the radio station signal emanates from. The transmitter is elsewhere for another couple of weeks. That's coming down. So that's going to be relocated somewhere. Hey, Sean, I had a question for you. Apparently there's something going on Lansing on Wednesday. Are you going to that thing?
Yeah, I kind of planned on it, but I'll have to see how the week, you know, how tomorrow, you know, if I got a lot of stuff on my plate, I can't. But if I can, I'm going to try to make it.
Yeah, Debbie asked me if I wanted to go. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I'll decide later.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what it's going to be like. I go there a lot, and, you know, usually when they do these things, they're worthwhile. But, I mean, you know, I know a lot of them. You know, I know pretty much, you know, just about everybody there. So I might have a different perspective on it than others.
Yeah, well, my... Give me a chance to learn some stuff or whatever. All right, I'll let you guys carry on. I just wanted to jump in there.
let them know what's going on with that big building. So, talk to you later. ABP.
Yeah, I think it'd be worthwhile, but like I said, I don't know if I'm biased, you know, because my experience out there or what, but my initial thought is I think it'd be worthwhile learning something. All right, later. Rick, and then over to Tom's in here too, right?
Yeah, I'm still coherent.
Yeah, I'm still
down. Get rash. Okay, I think Rick and John, you both stepped on each other there.
Well, that was my fault because it was Rick's turn. I was just saying, when you said you're going to get coherent, I thought, oh, let's slow your roll there, cowboy. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm just twiddling my thumbs here waiting on downloads.
Oh, what I mean coherent, John, is I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, and I haven't stopped, but now I'm going home.
Oh, I get it. I just don't, you know, are you ever truly coherent? I teed.
Oh, I'm sure I bet you it's on screen too, isn't it? Go ahead, Rick. Did you?
Well, go ahead, guys. I'm kind of tied up here. All of a sudden, I can't get to the page where the downloads are. They got my money, and I got my download. I'll be back in a while.
KE4ZYQ, brief comment.
Just dump it in there, Joe.
Well, Sean, I just turned on the radio to this frequency. It came up scanning. And I got to say, with all sincerity and all honesty, I think you might have the one repeater here, whoever you take care of or whoever takes care of it, that has the most accurate time stamp announcement on any repeater I have in my radio. Most all the other ones are way off, some not even close. But this was the first one I heard recently, the last several months to a year or more, that actually has the right time stamp. Well, that's pretty neat. KE4ZYQ. Over to you, Sean.
Well, that's because I run an all-star controller, and it gets its time from the Internet. So it is, yes, that always bothered me. There's almost no excuse for it in this day and age. But does it really matter? Be nice to turn it off. If it's going to be wrong, just turn it off. Anyhow, I'm pulling in a parking structure. My antenna's probably going to whack. And, yep, it just whacked the sign. So I'm going to jump out of here. W8FU.
Thanks, John. Enjoy the day. I'm going to go home and take a nap. KCKQ.
ZKF listening.
NAGF.
KE8RUH. Is that you, Dakota?
Good afternoon.
What's going on? How you doing?
Not much, man. Just heading home, wrapping up the day, and trying to pull out onto the highway here. And 4 o'clock, so I can't.
Hey, give me just a minute, and I'll be right back. I am back, Dakota. You on Hall Road now?
Yep, just finally got out onto it, trying to make a Michigan left, and then making the trek home. Are you on your way?
I am. I'm almost home. I'm at 94 and 9 Mile. Hey, I was just over talking to some guys on Statewide 1. I talked on the Detroit repeater from my office all the way to just now. I think you might actually have some HT coverage. This DMR, the coverage is immense. Wild.
I'll try it, but like I said, I mean, Fenton's nowhere near me, and Mayville's not exactly close.
Did you look at the heat maps that they have on the Central Michigan website?
No, I forgot to do that when I got in this morning. I got distracted and started looking at DMR radios instead.
I think you might be on the outskirts of one or two of those sites. You may have some ability to get into them. I don't know. Who am I? I barely know anything about this stuff. But the way the heat maps are, it appears as though you would have you would be within the coverage.
Yeah, like I said, I'll give it a shot, but I'm not overly confident. For example, Romeo and Richmond are Richmond's HT territory for me, but not so much Romeo, and those are substantially closer than Mayville and Fenton. So that's why I was tossing around the idea of either getting a 578 or like a 9600 and getting rid of the 2730B, because I 25 watts with my base antenna or 50 watts, I should be able to get into those. HT, I highly doubt it.
Yeah, that 578 is calling one of our names. I'm going to try to make sure it's yours, not mine, so I keep my money in my pocket.
I know, it's tempting. It's hard for me to justify spending that kind of money on a Chinese radio.
Yeah, I understand that. I would just want to sell a couple things if I was going to buy something like that. There's enough stuff that I have that I don't use / don't need that I should get rid of anyways. But I don't know. I don't need another mobile. I would like to have that and replace that Yaesu that I have in the garage, but I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was able to sell my 2730 for, like, $275 or $300 or whatever, then it would be an easy pill to swallow, but I really don't want to spend almost $500 on an Anytone radio to replace an ICOM radio. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I'm going to use DMR that much to where it warrants it. But if I got a smoking deal on one, it might be a different story. So I'm perusing and keeping my eye out. I know Bridgecom, they have B-stock radios for $399, whatever that means. And then ZB or ZBM Industries or whatever, they have that radio for $299, brand new.
There is a standard and a plus model. The plus model is about $100 more. So I would make sure you're getting, or at least you're comparing apples to apples and know what the plus is and isn't. I think with the 878, when you got into the plus, it was upgraded the amount of contacts you could have. I think that's the only difference. So I don't know what the difference is in the 578 and the 578 plus. That'd be worth figuring out, because if you could get it for $300, that would be fantastic. You know, but that one that's for sale is $450 with the Bluetooth handset and the power supply, which is a lot of goods there to look at.
Yeah, that was my thoughts as well. It's probably just the contacts, and I think it might have something to do with APRS. But again, I don't really know. I think I'd be fine with just a plain Jane DMR radio if I'm keeping it on my desk. And that's a good package. It's a good deal, a good package. That I don't know how much that mic is, but that power supply is probably every bit of $100, and that radio is $400 minimum. So I'm sure it's not going to last long.
You're right. It at least in the HTs, in the Plus, it went to having either better APRS or APRS, period. And the handheld Bluetooth mic is $160. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a pretty cool package. If I had an extra $450 sitting around, I would have bought it already.
Jesus, I didn't realize the mics were that much. Okay, that solidifies my decision that it is not going to be a mobile rig, because that's, by the time I buy a radio, I mean, unless I buy that package, but by the time I buy a radio and that mic, I'm pretty much at Kenwood territory for the one I have on pre-order. So I'm going to hold out for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, if you were, like, all in on DMR, that's, without going to a Motorola or a Hytera, I think that's probably one of the premier DMR mobile units.
What I noticed today, there's really no in-between. It's like cheap Chinese radios. I would say that's about as mid-range as you get, and then you jump into the Motos and the Hyteras, which I was looking at the Hyteras. They're substantially cheaper than the Motos, but I don't see what you're paying for.
You know, I think with the Hyteras, it's just a step down from the Motorolas. I think they're almost as rugged, but I know a lot of people run those when Motorola is too expensive.
Yeah, there's some sweet ones. They have one that looks like it's Android based, but it was like $2,000.
Yeah, man, that thing would have to be so purpose driven to spend that kind of money on a radio like that. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to really, really, really shock me with something, because it's still just a dual band digital radio.
Those are my thoughts exactly.
I agree with you. There's no reason to get rid of that ICOM. These 2730s are awesome radios.
Kind of what I've figured out over trial and error with these mobiles is the simpler, the better. This 150 sounds great. I'm happy with it. Checks all my boxes. And then the 2730, same thing, checks all my boxes. Sounds great. I actually like the 2730 more than this one, but it doesn't have the speaker in the head, so stays on the desk.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm missing is a speaker in the head, but it is what it is. You know, I got a speaker underneath my feet, and I can hear everything just fine. But hey, I just pulled up at the house. I will catch up with you later. Let me know if you're going to start messing around with DMR on your node. If I'm at the house and on a computer, I have some programming to do before I can really mess with my node, because I've learned enough stuff to know that I didn't have it programmed correctly. So let me know. I'll catch up with you later. This is KE8RUH.
K8RUH from NADVF. Sounds good, man. I'll catch you later. If you're going to program anything, put my contact in there, my DMR ID, and then we can test it.
All right, sounds good. I'll catch up with you later.
NADVF standing by.
On way home.
Yes, sir. Decided to cut out a little early today. I started at 7 o'clock from the parking lot and didn't really stop until about now. So I said I'm out of here. Is this the 9700?
Negative. No, still on the DYT 9600. The 9700 is up and running. I made a little faux pas on the stuff that I ordered for the antenna. It has a separate antenna port for UHF and VHF, so my diplexer can only go in one or the other right now. And I've got it, happen to have it on VHF, so talking on the old one and on the old antenna right now.
I was looking at that 9600. How is it for the money?
The TYT 9600, I absolutely love it. It does so much analog, DMR, GMRS, and the satellite stuff with OpenGD77 on it. And then my RT3Ss, two handhelds that I have, use the same code plug. So I got two handhelds at mobile, which is actually my base. It's so easy to keep up with everything. So I highly recommend it. It works fantastic.
All right, that's kind of what I was looking for, with some first-hand experience, because I was looking at that 578, but I don't think I want to bite that bullet. And I know that at that price point, I could either A, because it's on Amazon, return it if I don't really get any use out of it after a couple weeks, or B, sell it for pretty much what I paid. The nice little radios, there's really no bells and whistles to them, but they look like they'll do pretty much everything. Are they the 40-watt, though? They're not 50, right? Not that it matters, but just curious.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it might be 50 VHF and 40 UHF out of the box. And then it gets weird when you put OpenGD77 on it. I know you can go in and tweak it and stuff like that. I have not bothered to do that. So it's at least 40, possibly 50 on VHF. I'm not sure.
All right, well, on my Amazon wish list, so I'll do a little more homework on it. But if I was going to get a DMR radio for my desk, it was going to be that one, because it wasn't too much of an upfront investment if I didn't use it. But I need to, like Anthony was saying, I need to look at the heat map and then see if there's any shared repeaters at the site that I could hit with the analog, just to get a gauge of what's workable for my house on DMR, because I really would hate to buy a new radio for DMR, and I can't get into any DMR repeaters.
K8VSI. Yeah, you definitely kind of want to do that. I don't know about a heat map, but if you go to the repeater book, you can just sort by county and see what's nearby you and whatnot. I'm not really sure about that area. I would think there'd be something, but I really don't know.
Just buy the tape.
Buy the what?
Tape radio. You know, they got the multi-band, the all-band, multi-protocol radio. Crack out the checkbook.
Are you saying Pete?
Tate. T-A-I-T. Tate.
I've never even heard of it.
Commercial stuff, mostly Oceania. A lot of stuff they sell a lot in Australia. Although they've got a lot of stuff in the States as well. Just not as prevalent, you know, as the ones you've heard of. But yeah, Wally's got one on the way. I think it's the TM9900. It can do up to four bands: VHF, UHF, 800, and 900 is considered a separate band, and it can do analog, P25. And DMR.
Yeah, how hard does that hit the wallet?
Yes, well, now that you've asked, you could buy separate radios to do all those things for less. I think Wally's got about 26 in his mobile. And that was with two bands, VHF and UHF. He foregoed the 800 and the 800 trunking.
Oof.
Yeah, I got a quote on the Tate handheld. All everything that Sean just mentioned in a handheld, and it was just under $3,000. I beat him up pretty good too, so he came down in price twice, and I've got the invoice here. All I got to do is pay it, and I'll have one shipped to me. But that's a lot of money.
I could see it if this was like the radio heyday, but I don't. Oh my, that's a lot.
It is. Yeah, I look at that. I keep looking at the P25 dual banders from Motorola used. I'm looking at 25-ish for like a 7500 with VHF and UHF, and that's P25 and two bands, you know, whereas that one is P25 and DMR new for that price, and I'm like, they are pretty nice looking. You know, nicest looking, one of the nicest looking radios, nice form factor, and I think they've got detachable heads with speakers in them.
Checks all my boxes, but man, I just spent, I don't know, a little less than $3,000 on a new computer, and that was tough for me to be like, yeah, this makes sense. But, you know, that's something I use every single day for at least a couple hours a day. Like I said, it really depends on the hobby and what you're doing, too. I mean, Wally's radio sounds awesome. It sounds like, or either one for the mobile, because it kind of just does everything. But for my morning commute time when we're over here, I like my 150.
I'm waiting for Greg. Greg buys his. I guess I'll have to just pony up and buy mine.
Well, the HT is on the wish list, and like I said, I've got the invoice and quote and all that, but just bought the 9700, so the HT will be like maybe next year if I feel like it. I don't know. We'll see. It's a sweet, sweet radio, though. Wow, is it cool.
So, all expensive radios aside, Greg, how's the not as expensive but expensive radio that you got? What do you think of it?
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. I've been programming it, watching videos, and just generally playing with it. I don't have my antenna situation 100% yet, but I was able to get on the VHF sideband net last night, so that was cool. I've been wanting to do that, but never been able to, so it's great. And I just got it hooked up to my computer and stuff like that as well.
I think Larry's got one of those for sale, and as always, his stuff is pristine. It's like new. I think he told me he was thinking about selling for a pretty damn good price with RTS software and the GPS DO injector board for, maybe he's looking for one of them. I got one. I love it. Got all the trimmings for it. I got to get the antenna hooked back up. Get on the sideband net myself. Haven't been on there in a long time.
Well, I wish I would have known Larry's got another one for sale. I know last year he sold one, and I was going to jump on it, and I didn't, and it disappeared really fast. So I don't know if that's the same one or what.
That I don't know. It was just kind of we were talking yesterday when I was trying to get the other stuff he's got for sale posted. By the way, the stuff Larry's got is in the Discord, Dakota, including that Anytone.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll check that out, too, because I'm thinking about trading in the 710 for something different since it doesn't get used.
Oh, man, I'm going to look in the Discord. If there's a 9700, I'm going to be cheesed because I wasn't aware. But and they just jumped the price $200. If I would have bought it on the day I bought my antenna a couple of weeks ago, it would have been $200 cheaper. I waited a week, and then the ICOM across the board raised prices.
I don't think he posted the 9700. He just mentioned to me he was thinking about letting that go, and I asked him, you know, what he had and all that, and how much he was thinking, and so, you know, I think he's got one. I think it's going to be for sale, and I've never known him to sell anything that wasn't a smoking hot deal and in outstanding condition. So, had no fears purchase if he has got one for sale. As far as the Anytone goes, he does have that list, and he did post that in there.
Wait, which channel and where at?
In the FBI Discord and the buy sell trade sub channel.
I don't see a 9700.
No, like I said, while we were talking yesterday, he mentioned he had one that he was going to be letting go, and I said, "Oh," and he mentioned it came with the, you know, with the GPSBO, oscillator, and which is pretty killer, and the RG system software, and he mentioned some other stuff too, some sort of cable for D-Star or something or other, I don't know what. Anyhow, he told me everything he had, and then he told me what he was going to be looking to get out of that. And that was the extent of it. It was just a conversation we had last night while I was asking him about the other stuff, the antenna in particular. He had that X50 antenna that I thought Donald wanted, and, you know, so I just wanted to kind of earmark that, but... Anyhow, I found out about pretty much all that stuff yesterday when we were chatting. So, all right, if I get more details, I'll let you know. I'm sure he'll post it in the Discord if he gets ready officially to sell it.
All right, very good. We'll get to know. Dakota, were you looking on Discord while you were driving?
I was in the bumper-to-bumper traffic at M53 and 34 Mile Road because people don't know how to drive, like this guy from Oklahoma who's doing about 700.
I was just going to jump in there and go, don't look it up now while you're driving, and then you came back that you already did. Oh, boy. Oh, well. Cool. At least it was slow traffic or whatnot. And 34 Mile, you're getting there. KE8VSI.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to poke around in there some more and see what else is in there. I wouldn't mind moving along the 710, and then getting a more dedicated base radio.
All right, did I say I'm home? I'm not sure. Anyhow, I'm home. I'm gonna get inside. 710. That's HF plus six, right? When you say more base radio, are you talking about a 710 Kenwood? I don't know. I'm confused. All right, I'm going inside the house. I'll be back on here in a minute. W8FU.
Yes, the 6HF Yaesu 710 that I've used a handful of times.
So you're thinking they're getting out of HF then?
Not entirely. Oh, hold on. I got to take this call. NADDF.
E8VSI.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm not trying to get out of UHF entirely, but I would like a radio that does, you know, UHF, VHF, and HF if possible. I really have my heart set on another 705, mainly because it would actually get used not all the time or even so much on HF, but I could at least do other things with it versus the 710 where it's strictly HF.
Right, okay. Well, then there's that new one that Dave just got, the new Yaesu that does all of it, and it's both portable and with the amp, if you get it that way. I saw it. It's pretty nice. I like it, and I guess they're catching up with the firmware. So it would basically be a 705 with more power.
Yeah, it's between a 705 and that. He did tell me that the firmware is coming along, and it's actually getting pretty good. I have a hard time having faith in Yaesu, that's all.
Yeah, oh yeah, I understand what you went through was ridiculous, but then you got to look at the many others that have had no trouble, so it's just kind of weird, but I definitely get it.
It's one thing with a $500 radio, but I drop $2,000 into a rig and I have issues, and I send it back and then they say it's fine, and then I send it, you know, that's the thing that worries me, because I took a hit. I think I sold that $500 for like $300 or something stupid, because I had to tell the guy that, you know, here's the deal. It's been sent back to Yaesu twice. This is what it does. They said it's fine. I can't stand it. I'm taking a loss on it. I would hate to do that on an expensive rig.
Yeah, that would definitely be no fun at all.
Sorry about that. T-A-W-O-J.
Is that you beeping?
Yes, sir. I had two radios up here running, and I caused a little feedback. But I'm right there with you, Dakota. I got a Lemon 9918. And it's truly a lemon, and they know it, and they stuck me with it. A year and a half into a three-year warranty, I got $500 wrapped up in shipping and insurance back and forth, and they know that they don't consider it a lemon until you've sent it back with the same problem for four times. So I figured I'd have over $1,000, $1,300 for the radio, another grand to prove to them that it was a lemon. Before I got a radio that worked. So I'm kind of done with the Yaesuage myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. And rather than spending money on shipping, they'd be getting a letter from my attorney instead. I was talking to Jay this morning about his 991A. He had to send his back, too. I mean, I've heard too many bad things about Yaesu radios. I mean, their mobiles have been pretty good other than mine. Like, I have a 150 RAS right now. I love the thing. Sounds great. About the Yaesu mobile that I've had, but you know, I can't help but wonder, did I hit the lottery and I got a good one, or what?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, the first time the 991A went down, I bought a 300D, the Yaesu mobile, with C4 FM and Wires X there. And I've got to say, out of the three Yaesus that I have, that's really the only one I consider usable and reliable. I also ended up buying a FT70D handheld. It's a good radio, but the battery's junk. You can have a full charge and talk for at a round table for 10 or 15 minutes, and the battery's dead. So anyway, I got one decent radio out of three.
10-8 DBF. I don't know. It's a love-hate for sure. Like I said, I love my 150. I've got a VX6R. That's a killer radio. I've got an FD60. That's a great radio. I had two FD5s. They were complete garbage radios. They sound terrible. And then I'm trying to think what else I might have had. The 500 was the Lemon that went back and forth twice. I had a 300 that was solid, a 200 that was solid. You know, I'm 50-50 on good versus bad. Well, not 50-50, but my 710, knock on wood, that radio's been good too. But like I said, it's pretty much brand new. I hardly use the thing. So who knows if it's good or not. But I should put it back on the desk and just start doing FD8 stuff to get some use out of it.
Was leaving a gap in there for the other fellow you were talking to. But yeah, I know what you mean. that's what kind of bummed me out is, you know, I hear just thousands of people that got some really good Yaesu radios, and they just love them. And like I say, two out of three of them mine haven't been worthwhile. So I you know, once bit, twice shy, or whatever, however that saying goes.
I'm still here, but listening. I got a couple other things going on at my desk here, so you guys carry on. KEADSI.
All right, yeah, I'm backing in my my driveway right now too, so I'm gonna clear out of here and go inside and see what those things are going for, and I might list it just to get something new and shiny that might actually get some use. So, good talking to both you guys, and I'm sure I'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be clear for yours, NADBF.
Okay, young man, and you timed it just right because I was about to change the topic to shooting. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
Real quick, Dakota, text me if you feel like trying VHF Simplex.
I will be at my desk shortly, and I can shoot you a text, and we'll give it a go.
Sounds good. KEAVSI.
NADBO.
Yeah, Yaesu, where radio repair is a secure job. That was KE4ZYQ. I turned down an opportunity to work in the funeral industry, but I didn't want to go back to school for at least 6 more years. Well, that's a career where people are dying to see you. KEAWF. W8RCY. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Donald. Did you get a nap?
I got a couple of, I got about 3 90-minute short naps in. I'm going to try to get one more to watch at least the first half of the Lions game tonight. And if I don't and I fall asleep, I fall asleep. But I'm doing good. I mean, I'm doing better than I expected. And, yeah, I'm actually a little bit ahead of the game when getting stuff, you know, taking care of laundry and stuff like that. And I got one more race in 3 weeks, but on the 11th. And then I'm done for the year, thank goodness.
Good afternoon to you too, Joe. KFE, KWF, Brian.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Early evening to both of you, yeah.
It's good to hear different voices once in a while. I try to avoid the ones in the head, just the ones on the radio. They seem to do better.
Well, with my sideline gig, nice not to hear noise on the radio, because when you hear noise on the radio, that means we got a problem on the track. So radio silence is kind of key on the radio. So that's about it there. And good afternoon to you, too, as well. W8RCY.
Are we speaking of a musical group with instruments? Because that's my hobby, major hobby since I was a kid, KE4CYQ.
Well, honestly, gentlemen, every time I listen to the voices in my head, it gets me in trouble.
That happens to everybody once in a while. No, the voices in my head that I hear, I work, I don't work, I kind of volunteer. It's a thankless job. They only want me for my brain and my knowledge. And the perks are nice, but no, I've been involved in for like since 1992. So that's how many years? 33 years. Working in racing as an official for the IndyCar Series and the IMSA Sports Car Series. And yeah, this might be my final year. I might do one more year next year. I don't know yet. It depends on how my health is and mobility mainly. So, but yeah. What keeps me out of trouble, and it just happens to have radios involved,
and radio's our key for our line of work.
Now, to go back to the term voices in our head, anybody that can hear that isn't totally deaf, we actually hear voices in our head because that's where your ears are, your eardrum. But people who wear Bluetooth headsets, you definitely hear voices in your head. That's if somebody's talking to you.
Well, when it gets real, real quiet, and I'm by myself, it sounds like somebody's talking to me. I can never find them, but and some of the things they talk about are fun, but it gets me in trouble. That's the voices in my head I need to avoid. Not the ones of reason, like my wife, she's instilled in me a few things, and every once in a while, she's not around, and I hear her yelling at me to do the right thing.
Yep.
Like I said, my line of work, silence while traffic activity is going on, it's a good thing if once in a while somebody does come over the radio and they wonder if there was a voice in your head or a voice being inputted in your head through an errant radio transmission. And sometimes it's hard to decipher which one is which.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
I think I stepped on you. Devil
on the one side, angel on the other side argument that goes on with me in the middle. But sometimes that temptation is just too good. And Donald, yeah, that errant transmission that makes you go, huh, what? I get those too.
Yeah, I believe Joe and I doubled. But anyway, yeah. I mean, you're up in race control, you can hear a pin drop, and everything's over earpieces or headsets, and then something, you know, somebody will burst out and, you know, and say, what was that? And it's like everybody looks at each other and say, okay, Don's losing it, or Mo's losing it, or, you know, Jim's losing it, Cindy's losing it, you know, but, yeah. It's kind of, we just kind of look at each other and laugh, but, yeah, so anyway, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do between now and the time the ball game starts, which I think is 8 o'clock, and I might just try to get one more nap in. I mean, I've been up now, well, except for those naps, 36, almost 37 hours, and, yeah, at least I'm trying to make it to my birthday on Saturday if I live that long. I'll hand it over to Joe. I'm sorry. I got stuff going on here. I'm a little distracted.
Yeah, we both waited long enough to talk over each other. I heard you say something about being distracted. KE4ZYQ. Yeah, hopefully you make it to your birthday. Yeah, I'm trying to outlive most of my family. Most of them died anywhere from as young as 52, and the last few were 71 and 72. I say it's taking it back 71 and 73, so I'm trying to outlive my whole rest of my siblings and my parents and all. And my grandmother and my grandmother lived to be 92, and my grandmother, or aunt rather, is going to be 99 come November.
Go ahead, Brian.
Sorry,
Brian, I'm falling off. Anyway, yeah.
Well,
mother passed away 21 months ago. And she lived 21 months short of 100. And her mother lived to be 21. No, it's the other way around. My mother lived to be 21 months short of 100. And my grandmother lived to be 14 months short of 100. So, you know, my mom pretty much outlived a lot of people as well, from you know, relatives and immediate family members. But, yeah, I just take things now one day at a time, and I'm only going to be 69 on Saturday, so I got one more year of the sun going around, or the earth going around the sun for another year. And who knows, but I'm doing my best to stay active. I do have mobility issues, and I do have some heart issues, but I do my best, and, you know, I'm thankful for every day I get.
I doubled with you at the beginning of that. Yeah, I had my arms full of computer monitors, carrying them in the stuff. Yeah, I'm both my parents wet in their 70s, so hopefully I can outlive them a little bit anyways. Make it difficult for my children.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, you know, most of it is hereditary factors that determine our life, I think. And also, habits definitely play a role. I mean, health habits, whether it be bad or good. And I tried to avoid the bad ones. All my relatives or family did. So that's got me to this far. So I think I'll keep doing that because I don't have a lot of the bad habits my siblings and parents did. And I don't add to it in any other way, you know. No excessive fun stuff, you know, not over drinking or whatever. You know, you can have certain things in moderation over time, and depending on how your body handles it, you might be okay.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, and I've done my best in the last 40 years, I would say, or 30 years, I would say, to clean up my act, because the stuff I did between the ages of 18 and 32, stuff I, you know, it's like, knock on wood, I fortunately do remember, and I kind of like, how the heck did I survive that, and everything else that was going on in that period, but yeah, I saw what a lot of stuff did to some members of my older family, and I said, nope, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. So I cleaned up my acts quite a bit, and but I still, you know, you still get hit with health problems. You know, I was hit with some COVID issues. Again, the mobility issues are somewhat hereditary. The same problem I have with my older sister has. The funny part about that is our problems are on opposite sides. I'm right-handed. My problems are down my left side. She's left-handed. Her problems are down her right side. So when one of us goes first, you can have the good parts out of me if you need your side fixed.
Than I used to, and I drink a lot more water than soda pop and all that other junk. So maybe it'll help add a couple of years to my life, and hopefully we'll continue to do the right thing or get better at doing the right thing, other than breaking bones.
ZYQ. That last transmission there, you came in the middle of the conversation with a little better signal and then faded out with a bad signal. You got about a third of that. But, yeah, hereditary plays a big role, but then habits. And then you got your water and food intake, vitamins, nutrition, and activities. So, but, shoot, there's something I was going to say as I was listening to the last transmission. And, yeah, you gotta do the best you can. That's all you got. But anyhow, I think it was Dakota next. I'm not sure.
No, I believe Dakota's in for the night, or at least temporarily off the air while he's transitioning. W8RCY, name here is Donald. Yeah, and Brian, I don't know what happened there, but like Joe said, we lost you quite a bit on that one, so I don't know what's going on. Anyhow, it's 5 o'clock. I got some solid food in my stomach, so I'm going to bail out, maybe get one more nap in if I can, again, before the big game tonight, and maybe just try to survive half of it. I'm not going to stay up till midnight or after midnight. Those days are over with for me. So, Joe, have a good evening. Ryan, I don't know what is it with your radio. Maybe battery's going dead. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
Yeah, I meant Donald, not the other one. But 7-3 to both of you, if he's hearing me, Brian. KE4 Zoo IQ clear.
No, I got it now. I'm situated. I'm on the base radio. But yeah, I sat down in my chair for a minute. My chair is like a dead zone for my phone and everything else. So there's some sort of Faraday device in that neighborhood. All right, gentlemen. You have a enjoyable evening. 73's KF8CWM. I'll be on the side.
Lions. KF8CWF.
Oh, this is good stuff.